All of us leave behind a trace of ourselves, even if it's only a boot track or two in the dust of a trail. The artist Louis Aiken left something more. Inside the Verkamp Visitor Center at the Grand Canyon hangs a painting of his, showing a storm brushing across the canyon walls with blue haze filling the depths. I know the place where he painted the classic view and have decided to camp there during the monsoons for the full effect. And I want to take a closer look at something else he left behind. Descending below the rim, I head towards Aiken's perch. The route takes me on a long traverse above Hermit Canyon, where recent rains have obliterated all evidence of previous hikers. Views slowly open as the trail curves west towards Yuma Point and a solid wall of clouds beyond. As the leading edge of a storm moves in, another cloud mass fills the gorge to the east. Picking up my pace, I reach a rock shelter, the perfect balcony seating for the weather unfolding below. As the intensity of the storm builds, the landscape turns kinetic. Clouds smolder along the north rim, rising in slow motion to snag and shred in each ragged butte. Below me, they find breaks in the red wall cliff and drift upward in slow tumbles and swirls. Between bands of rain, clouds materialize out of nowhere, forming for an instant before dissolving again as darkness approaches. This is the setting Louis Aiken captured in his painting titled Evening Grand Canyon. The artist set up an easel here in 1907, the place he thought had the most comprehensive view of the gorge. With a dog by his side and smoking a longshoreman's pipe, he painted a study. Then he returned to his studio in Flagstaff, where he began to work on a grand scale, filling a canvas 6 feet by 9. The act of painting consumed him as he worked without let-up, forgetting to eat. And when he woke in the middle of the night, he would start painting again and keep at it to the point of exhaustion. Through the spring and into the summer, he painted. The artist hoped it would be his breakout piece, firmly establishing his reputation. But it was too large to show in galleries, and Western landscapes had fallen out of fashion. Unable to sell it, he considered cutting the work in two and reusing the canvas. Instead, he set the painting aside, all but forgotten until bought at auction after his death. For a moment longer, I watch as the storm eases and the night comes on. I turn away and stand facing the back wall of the rock shelter. Smears of paint have been troweled on the cliff where the artist cleaned his palette more than a century ago. Impressions of his palette knife remain in the hardened pigments, and the color tones match the evening canyon with muted blues and rain-darkened reds. Here Louis Aiken painted his famous blue haze and left behind a trace of blue haze on the canyon wall. Hiking out the next morning, I leave behind a few tracks in the mud. That's enough.